The entire development cost was a modest $1.9 million, plus $1 million in prize money, a relative bargain for 11 primetime episodes. Davies further narrowed the financial risk by lining up sponsors, People Magazine, AT&T, McDonald's. ABC scheduled the first run of Millionaire for the week of August 16, 1999, as a summer replacement, a time of traditionally weak viewership when it could afford to risk 11 consecutive nights. Davies had spent weeks reviewing old 1950s game shows for inspiration and used the British version as a model for the set design, which was built at a Sony television studio on West 53rd Street in Manhattan. Paul Smith flew in from London to oversee the first tapings, armed with his 120-page program guide containing the game's rules and production instructions. Davies nearly panicked after the first run-through. After he'd gone to the mat for Philbin, the host was terrible, forgetting the rules and mispronouncing words and names. But everything came together for the first taping, on a Sunday. The contestants were visibly nervous, and the live audience lent an air of electricity. The first contestant was an accountant from Maryland, who was also a member of the high IQ group Mensa. Philbin rose to the occasion, deftly underscoring the tension with just the right touch of humor. His rendering of, "Is that your final answer?" gave every contestant an anguishing moment of doubt and the audience a vicarious thrill. The brainy accountant took home only $1,000. Davies, Smith, and the rest of the show's crew spent most of the night editing. Who Wants to Be a Millionaire debuted the following night. Exhausted, Smith slept through the first airing. The show had had little advance publicity because ABC didn't want to spend to promote it. When Davies got in the next morning, the overnight ratings showed a strong 7.2 rating, 13 share. The second night, it was 7.7 and 14. Then, in the third episode, a contestant correctly identified Lake Huron as the second largest Great Lake, but was erroneously dismissed from the show. Davies and the producers hastily agreed to do the right thing and bring the rejected contestant back for another chance at the $1 million. But the inadvertent mistake brought an avalanche of press coverage. Within 2 weeks, it was the highest-rated program of the summer. Davies could hardly believe the show's immediate success. It was like a dream. After seeing the ratings, Iger sent an email to everyone at ABC. "This is the kind of out-of-the-box creative thinking we have to do to succeed." That same morning, Eisner called Davies at the studio to congratulate him. Davies knew his gamble had paid off, not just his belief in Millionaire, but his whole crazy decision to devote himself to a career in non-traditional reality television. For the first time in years, ABC had a huge hit. And not just any hit, a bona fide once-in-a-decade cultural phenomenon. Millionaire landed on the front arts page of the New York Times. The Virgin Mary, Arnold Schwarzenegger, leprechauns, nothing could stop Regis Philbin and his mind-numbing multiple-choice show, wrote Lisa DeMores in the Washington Post. Eisner had said repeatedly that all ABC needed was one big hit to turn it around. Now that he had one, he was determined to put it to good use. ABC promptly ordered another series of Millionaire episodes and scheduled them for the November